Fellow Freedom fans, we're back with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael on this Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm going to talk about the issue of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. It'd be scary, though. It's true. We're talking about abortion. Before the break, I mentioned that positive law, the Roe versus Wade court said that anti-abortion statutes are not of ancient or even common law origin. They were wrong. They totally misgot it. What I'm going to do here is, for you who have bounced back in here, I'm actually reading from Roe versus Wade, and I'm shining the light on knuckleheadism. So here we go. Let's look at it. This is the court in Roe versus Wade saying, ancient attitudes. These are not capable of precise determination. I'll tell you what, they're fishing for right versus wrong. They don't know what it is. They're fishing. But look at the references. And by the way, when they really got down to a decent reference, they were referencing a commentary on a commentary. It was just, they just didn't know what they were doing. We are told at the time of the Persian Empire, abortive fashions were known and the criminal abortions were severely punished. Okay, so, hey, Persian Empire, Cyrus the Great, right? Who ended up doing some really right things, by the way. It was kind of interesting when you look back at that kingdom. There were some right things going on, but they severely punished criminal abortions. We're also told, however, that abortion was practiced in Greek times as well as in the Roman era. Well, they were wicked and depraved. Okay? Pay attention. Wicked and depraved. It was resorted to without scruple during the Greek and Roman era. The Ephesian Soranos, often described as the greatest of the ancient gynecologists, appears to have been generally opposed to Rome's prevailing free abortion practices. He found it necessary to think first of the life of the mother, and he resorted to abortion when, upon this standard, he felt the procedure advisable. Now, they cited a commentary on a commentary. So, it was a footnote. The details of that came from a footnote. So, I didn't read everything on the planet, but we'll press on. Greek and Roman law afforded little protection to the unborn. Hey, that's right. Because they didn't know right from wrong. And they, if it wasn't in their positive law statutes, they didn't have a mechanism to do anything. So, Roman civil law is not based on, if you don't have right men and women, producing some statutes that have a basis in fixed and invariable revealed law, that which is ultimately right, you don't have the ability to have anything that's reasonable in law. Or it is reasonable, but if your reasoning is depraved, your laws are going to be depraved. So the Roe versus Wade court goes on to say, and this is very important, this next line, if abortion was prosecuted in some places, it seems to have been based on a concept of a violation of the father's right to his offspring. Let's see how they justify this. Listen to this. Somebody's lying. I bet this is from a friend of court brief. If abortion was prosecuted in some places, it seems to have been based on a concept of a violation of father's right to offspring. And they go on to say, to justify it with a footnote, ancient religion did not bar abortion. Liars, lying, stinking dogs. Somebody is a numbskull and evil and doesn't understand justice. And this is what I'm going to tell you. When I looked up this footnote, you know what it cited? I'm going to go to what this footnote cited. And look what it says, this flippant statement. If it was prosecuted in some places, it seems to have been based, I don't really know, but it seems to me that it's been based on a concept of the violation of the father's right to his offspring, it seems. Well, sure, if you don't have a clue about what you're talking about or reading, sure, it might seem that way to you. Ancient religion did not bar abortion. In a footnote. See, footnote is dictum. In ancient religion, this subject matter expert is going to tell us about ancient religion, saying it does not bar abortion. You know what they cite? Exodus 21, verse 22. And I've seen this quoted in a Barry Lynn statement he made. He quoted this, justifying abortion. Watch what he's saying, that this unborn human created in the image of God isn't really a person. Watch this. This is what the footnote said. It quotes the Bible. If men fight and hurt a woman with child so that she gives birth prematurely, well, that's termination of pregnancy, isn't it? Giving birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished as the woman's He shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. So this is what this person, this numbskull, who may have drafted this in a friend of court brief, hopefully it wasn't somebody on the Supreme Court who wrote this. They said, well, it seems to me that based on a concept of the violation of the father's right to his offspring. You know what they just did? We're going to read the next verse, folks. They weren't paying attention. And this is the only verse that they cited. And the Supreme Court here in this footnote didn't cite the Old Testament. They didn't go to Exodus 21, verse 22. They cited a commentary about Exodus chapter 21, verse 22. Did you notice that the baby hasn't died yet? This is a woman giving birth prematurely, yet no harm follows. What's a qualifier here? Yet no harm follows. Even if no harm follows, he can still have a civil suit, can't he? Now let's see what the next verse says. But if any harm follows, this is not merely a premature birth. If anything, any harm follows, like injury to the premature birth, or, you know, injury to the child, brain damage, death. I mean, there's a whole lot of things you can list it as harms, right? But if any harm follows, then you shall give what? Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. Folks, Roe versus Wade is a knucklehead, numbskull, lunatic decision. Its references, its authority is lunatic, goofy, insane, numbskull, reprobate, kindergarten law. And my basis is what I just told you. Here's their footnote. Ancient religion did not bar abortion. And that statement was tied with this thing. It appears to be a father's right to his offspring. No, you knucklehead. If no harm follows, because somebody... men fight and it hurts a woman with child, they bump into him or whatever. Whoever the knucklehead is bumped into the woman to make her give premature birth to a live baby, it's up to her husband to determine or forgive the offense or to have, you know, cite fault and get restitution. But if any harm follows, then you shall give what? Life for life. So if life is damaged, it's capital crime. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. That means that it's exacted to the right amount. The punishment fits the damage, but it doesn't go beyond it. It's not a matter of vengeance. But Roe versus Wade is clueless. They cited a commentary. When you go to the footnote 12, it's a commentary on the Old Testament, Exodus 21, verse 22. Didn't list 23. 23 is the reality check. In other words, and here they said ancient religion did not bar abortion. Oh yeah, you can do it, you're just gonna die. Okay, this is insane, folks. We're operating on insanity. Our entire and people aren't teaching this. How come you're the first one? I'm the first one to tell you this. Why is it that you're learning it here first on the Faith and Freedom Show from David Allen Carmichael, who is not a lawyer? How come it's me? We're messed up, folks. It's affecting our economy. We're murdering people off a lie. Of course. I mean, you don't have to read Roe versus Wade to realize that. Now, I'm going to go on to something else. And then in the next segment, we're going to talk about rape and incest and things like that. They said it wasn't a bad thing in common law. It says the common law, it is undisputed that at common law, abortion performed before quickening, the first recognizable movement of a fetus in utero. Quickening means you can tell it's alive. It's not just kicking. It doesn't mean kicking. It means it's evidence. Quickening means you can tell that there's somebody alive. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about this. This whole common law thing, I'm going to tell you what the court did wrong here. The court is going to analyze whether or not it was a crime to murder somebody in utero. But the problem is when they're analyzing the common law, they're missing it because they don't understand justice. They probably relied on a commentary by a reprobate. And what happens is the common law issue was, and when you look at this, was their comments on whether or not there'd be capital punishment for an abortion or a injury or a murder to a child who is born dead or alive or they can't tell. The matter was not about whether or not it was a person, which the court is saying, oh, it wasn't really a person. You can tell because it wasn't really a crime to do this thing in the past. No, it was a crime. But people weren't convicted of it because of the element of what's the burden of proof. How do you hold somebody accountable to a capital crime? If you don't have the you cannot meet the strict standard of proof that it truly was a murder, you cannot hold them accountable for a capital crime. You know why? Because in the common law, you know what they understood? God hates the shedding of innocent blood. So even if innocent blood in utero is shed, because we can't fulfill before the two or more witnesses, let every word be established standard of proof for a capital crime, because we can't fulfill that standard of proof, we can't hold anybody accountable for the capital crime of in utero infanticide unless we can really know for absolute certain at a very high standard, beyond a reasonable doubt, that that person is accountable, that what they did caused the baby to die. Whether it was in or outside the womb is not the question. Because it's in the womb, it's harder to prove. They didn't have scientific measurements. They didn't have ultrasound. They didn't have little heart machines. All they had was quickening. Hey, I got a kick out of that baby. And they said, whoa, we got baby. Hey, Johnny's living in there. You're not just plump because you've been eating too many donuts. You've got something bouncing around, a bouncing baby boy or girl in your belly. So we're going to investigate this. Roe versus Wade court was stupid. If there's anybody on the Roe versus Wade court listening to me, I challenge you in this. I'm not being vindictive. I'm not being vicious. I'm not trying to insult you. What I'm trying to do is inform my listening audience. This Roe versus Wade was stupid. It has nothing to do with reality. It's insane. Those people were lied to, and if you go online, you can listen to the oral argument. Whoever it was arguing for Texas was blowing it. They didn't bring in, guess what they didn't quote? They didn't quote Exodus chapter 21, verse 23, did they? Somebody else did in an amicus brief. So the people who would like to kill people and say that you have to have separation of church and state, and they do it just completely, just out of context, you know, jurisdictionally, yes, but righteousness, religion needs to be brought to bear. Notice that the Supreme Court here brought religion to bear on the issue, but nobody was arguing the truth. Somebody was arguing insanity. So what we're going to do is, again, this is such an important topic, and you don't want to just make a decision based on your feelings. What's your reference? I'm going toe-to-toe with the Roe versus Wade court on the substance, not just the big general principle. We're talking about the substance of the reference of their decision. They were nuts. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm David Alan Carmichael. I've been invited here to share my thoughts with you, because those at Liberty Works Radio Network think we all need it. I appreciate the Eagle 104.3 FM that you're listening to. And they've got courage, the home of the free. They're, you know what? They're closer to freedom because of their bravery, having a nut like me on the radio. Normally, we can call in at 888-850-1872. Today, we're going to, you can take notes. Today is a good day to take notes and then give me feedback by email. You can go to my website at faithfreedoms.org and you can click the link there and send a message to me and let me know what you're thinking. If you're a lawyer, do you disagree? What do you think? What is the common law? Was it a crime or wasn't a crime? I say it was a punishment issue on the basis of the standard of proof. Now that's a good lawyer question for you. Is it clear and convincing evidence or is it beyond a reasonable doubt? What's the standard for holding somebody accountable for a capital crime? We'll be back.